Okay. So we said yesterday that when trying to emulate people, we don't have to be copycats, carbon copies. We have to be the best that we could be. So there we go on the second paragraph of Sadi Dalad. The Az, then, when a person has his healthy balance, Hadam yechol lekayim ma'ashamru chazal, beautiful from Ben Zoma, Ezu chacham al meimi kol adam. Who's the wise person? He learns from every person. And that's a very important lesson in life. That mission is very, very powerful. Sharebi adenu lomon mikol adam. We're able to learn from every person. Kagon hare masmid atzum she'enu mevatel filu rega achas. We can learn from a great masmid who doesn't mevatel, he doesn't, has no bittul Torah even for a moment. V'hulo shaykh l'ze achshav. Okay, I'm watching him. I'm not shaykh to be at that level of a smother where I don't stop, I'm schwitzing away. We could learn from him to grind like him, to toil like him. According to your level, that you find yourself now. So you're right, I'm not going to shtag in the mace all night, but I can learn to push myself, to try to emulate his diligence, his effort. So too the other way. He could see a person that doesn't learn all day. But for the limited amount of time he learns, maybe he's busy working or a job, but for the limited time that he learns, he works with all his heart and soul, below lehit batel klau, without mevatel for a second. And he can learn from this person that whenever he's learning, he's got to stay focused. Whenever my time is my time. Put my phone away, put my distractions away, put everything away. When I learn, I learn. That's what you can learn from that person. In all areas of Avodat Hashem, we should learn from people, but don't copy them. A person sees his friend, he's unbelievable with chesed, he's running friendship circle, and Tom Chay Shabbos, any chesed committee he runs, he's that guy. Don't say, I want to be like him. I'll be like Miller. I got to do it. He's on every chesed committee. I got to be the exact same way. No. Learn from him to strengthen yourself in the midah of chesed. According to your strengths, according to your individual situation. Everybody has their own individual mission. Like he wrote before. Everybody has to lift themselves up with their strengths and their derech. So beautiful. This would eliminate all jealousy, all internal turmoil. If we realize everybody has their own unique path. We don't have to be jealous. We could strengthen people. We could empower people. We could love people. And most importantly, we could love ourselves when we realize we have our own unique derech. It's when we start mixing up his tafkid with my tafkid, it leads to all confusion and very bad things that follow. Many people come to literally fall apart when they come to just copy their friends. Just because a path is good for your friend doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. And more importantly, how do we even know if in truth that is even good for your friend in the first place? You could be copying somebody, trying to mimic them, and it wasn't even good for them, that path. Have to be real. Real, 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 authentic. Let's finish. And if we have this, we're jealous of people because our friend's more chashuv, he gets more likes on Facebook, Instagram, he gets more honor. We have to strengthen ourselves on this. This is the most powerful type of jealousy. It makes you feel less about yourself. That he's less important, less prestigious. And it's a terrible, terrible error. It leads to yeyush. Ain't shum, yeah, it's terrible. V'kinezu mazika mo'od lavodas v'atzlachas b'nei Torah. And we have this jealousy, it greatly damages our ability and our avodas Hashem and atzlacha as a ben Torah. Shkoyach.